There you go. The artist is Melpo Mene. We Should Be Walking is the song right here on member-supported radio KX93.5. I am Mookie, and you are you, and it is a pleasure to be rocking the airwaves here again on a Monday in our Pearl Street studios. Melpo Mene is our guest in studio right now. How are things, man?
Great. Thanks for having me. Nice to come out and meet people.
Right? Come out where? To the United States of America? How long have you been in town, man?
It feels new. It shouldn't feel new, but it is new. It's a big transaction. Yeah, it's
right. Well, originally you're from where?
So I'm born and raised in Stockholm, and I 6 months came out here to be more social and do more with my music and try new things. Right. Big adventure.
So basically you relocated from Sweden to the United States for music, to work on your craft.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so far so good in Southern California? So
I'm shaking every step I take on the street. No, right. But no, it's a big transaction for me because that's the personality I have. But yeah, so far so good.
Good.
People are friendly. Once you get past the TSA people at the airport, everybody's friendly.
Which is a little bit freaky.
Yeah.
Frankly, yeah, let's be honest. The song we just played, We Should Be Walking, that's off your 2012 release.
Yes.
Behind the Trees.
Behind the Trees.
Which a lot of people in the industry, reputable bloggers, all sorts of people have said some really great things about your music. That's got to feel good when you get some write-ups online and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, it feels wonderful. And then they want you to... come out to their parties and show yourself more. And I wasn't really ready for that. So it became this thing that, yes, it's nice to hear, but it didn't become like a big explosion or anything. It's a little indie bubble.
Well, let's talk about that. We actually we were talking off the air about, ideally, in a perfect world, you'd make your music and work on your art, and that would be it. But being an independent artist, there's so many other things you have to do. You know, what?
No, but like, I don't really know what to say, but it's, I can only speak for myself, but I need time to find my place in this world. You know, you love music, you make music, that's one thing, but how to communicate that to people, how to present it in 3 seconds where people would be interested in stuff.
Right.
And how to play the cool click game and stuff. So it took me a lot of time, and a lot of it I don't really like, honestly. So I'm doing it to, for my music, but I'm not like looking forward to be considered the top 10 sexiest guy in LA or something like that.
Well, you never know, man. You never know. Melpo Mene is our guest in our Pearl Street studios. Happy to have you here in Southern California. Again, you got to keep us in the loop, man, musically with whatever you're
I'll
doing.
I'll stay in touch.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, I'm not just saying that. You're one of my top 3 first friends here now, you know?
It's
not.
Right.
I don't even have an iPhone, you know? I'm going to remember.
So we just touched on that record came out in 2012.
Yes.
There was a previous release, came out in 2008.
Yep.
You know, and before that, is there another record floating around that people could actually get their hands on?
They could if they go to piratebay.com. Mm. But it's, it's so long ago.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know. I signed this contract with this label and, you know, it turned me off a little bit. So...
Why, just the politics of the business?
Exactly. It sounds naive, but no, I wasn't ready for that. And if I consider myself shy now, I was so shy at that time that... But yeah, if they search for my name, they'll find all kinds of
cool
B-sides.
Dude, I've heard horror stories about artists or bands aligning themselves with a record label and all of a sudden the music or the project gets shelved. Or the artist doesn't even own the rights to that music anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry that had happened in the past, but we're certainly moving forward. There's some demos and stuff that you've been working on a new record would be tentatively released when? Pretty soon?
Pretty soon. Yeah, pretty soon. I mean,
cool.
You judge if you think the demo sounds finished enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So where are you recording all of this stuff? You got a home studio?
Yeah, I'm building a man cave.
Awesome.
I don't want to hire anybody for anything. I want my own stuff. So I've been going crazy with technology and patching things around to make my own music, my own
So
way.
Do you write all the and play all the parts on your records?
Yeah, so far everything.
Really?
It's pretty electronic, which makes it easier. I mean, I don't have a saxophone solo yet, but if I would need it, I'd have to call someone for specific things.
Sure. From what I've heard, man, the songs sound full and there's a lot going on, and that's amazing. Are you like a classically trained guy yourself or like a self-taught musician?
Yeah, self-taught. Cool. But I love arrangements, and I like long-lasting music that you listen a billion times and you can find new things, kind of like a Seinfeld episode.
Again, kind of like a good Seinfeld reference.
Yes.
Mel Bomene is our guest in our Pearl Street studios, new to Southern California. Happy to have him here. I have a lot of questions for you, including how does one get their music placed in TV and film, but I'm not going to quite ask you yet. I'd like to rip into this song, if you don't mind, Ain't Gonna Die Sitting Down. Now, this has been available for a while now, right?
Yes.
Right, and it's in an upcoming film.
Yes, it's in an upcoming film that I went to see the preview and I was skeptical and cynical as I'm always. I thought it was going to be really bad, but it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie. So I'm really happy and excited about that.
Cool. Can you give us the VH1 Storytellers type of moment with this song? Is there a story behind it before we play it on the air?
Well,
or we could just rip right into it.
Let's rip right into it. I'll think about something.
All right, think about something. I do want to know more about Sweden.
Okay.
All right, this is Mel Bomene live in our Pearl Street studios. Ain't Gonna Die Sitting Down is this track, and you heard it first right here on KX93.5.
All the boys and girls run towards the same show. Come on, come on, why don't you go? Tell me something I haven't heard before now. I need it back, just something. Stubborn leaders in debt to them. Some other place around it. Find some other way. I won't die sitting down. I'm gonna find some other place around it. Find some other way. Sensible guy without a lead. I know you
Here you go. Another original song by Melpo Mene, who's live in our Pearl Street studios. Ain't Gonna Die While Sitting Down is that track off his 2012 release, which really wasn't that too long ago. You can find all this stuff online. Your web presence. You do have a website, right?
I do. I should be more active there. I will be more active, more social.
Cool. So where can people find your stuff online?
I don't even know. I usually go to Google and search for Melpo Mene, and then, oh yeah, I got
there
the Facebook.
Go.
I
absolutely.
Got the, yeah, it's simple.
That song is perfect for the what I like to call the chill wave movement. Have you heard that genre of music before?
No.
I guess that's exactly what it would be, chill wave, you know? But there's a lot of different sound, you know, it's so hard to categorize music these days and genres. When you meet people on the street, you know, at a coffee shop or whatever, and they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you generally tell these people?
I usually look at someone that has heard it and say, what would you say? It's indie pop, I guess. It's pop music. It has that melodies and... It's indie, meaning that, you know, we're prepared to sacrifice a little bit of money for the sake of the art. I mean, it's not commercial. It's indie, independent.
Absolutely, man. No, but bands like Washed Out or Porcelain Raft, that's part of the chill wave thing. And the song that we just played sounds really good. I would almost categorize it as that. Let me ask you this again before I forget. You know, you've been fortunate enough, man, to have your music be placed in TV and film, advertisements, if that's the term, TV commercials and stuff like that. Even while taking this long hiatus, as you say, from records, how does, as an independent artist, how does one get placed in, you know, ads for Lexus, AT&T, and Volvo? That's amazing, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Let's see here. Well, it's an entire business. I mean, there's licensing companies that sign a catalog of different music that they consider placeable, and they that's what they do. It's tricky, you know. It's tricky because it's easy to get. You need to be some sort of priority in that catalog. You know, it's easy for someone to have 3,000 artists in their roster, I think it is, and
wow,
and then you get forgotten, but you signed your rights away, or you're in a contract somehow that you can't go forward, you can't go backward, so it can lead to some kind of frustration too. And there's so many, there's so much people that want the spots, and there are fewer spots than there are people.
So it's almost like, as an artist, like someone might shop their music around to radio stations. Now people are shopping their music around to like TV people, right?
It seems like it,
yeah.
And it's like this kind of status hierarchy thing that, oh, you got that thing. You know, it used to be considered sellout in the 90s to even mix your music with a car, you know,
right?
But today it's what we have to do to survive and pay rent.
Or TV shows. In fact, there are some TV shows that are great that are turning people on to music.
I know. It's a little bit sweet. It's wonderful.
It's
right?
Very cool. So, you know, some of the commercials that you've had music placed in, is that original music for these TV ads or TV shows, or they just pick what you've put out in the past?
It's a little bit of both.
You know, sometimes, have they commissioned you to write music for them?
Yeah, that has happened. That they say, okay, we like your sound. Could you do something like this? Keep most of your style, but make it not impossible for the show to have it. If you have too specific lyrics or something, you want to be a wild artist, maybe they would prefer an instrumental or something.
Right.
So you try to find some kind of balance.
Right.
I mean, it's tough, and it's a lot of people wanting the same thing, but it's not hopeless. You need maybe to get a so-called team member, someone that works for you. So you can focus on your songwriting, and then you have someone that cares about what you do, and will make phone calls, but not so many phone calls that they get a bad reputation and nobody wants to answer the phone call. You need to be socially skilled, just like you would do from the first day you step out on a playground in school, how to make friends. You need to be socially skilled, not annoying. You need to know when to call and when not to call, and then you have to have good music, and that's the artist's job.
Sure. Well, man, so far so good. The music that we've played on the air and some stuff that I've heard so far is... It's great. I feel like it'd be appealing to a lot of different people who dig on a lot of different genres of music. Melpo Mene is live in our studio here in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Obviously, you've never been to Laguna Beach.
Never.
What do you think of our studios? Have you done much radio in the past?
No, this is the second radio interview, I would say.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
And what about our operation here, our little independent station? You dig on it?
Yeah, I did. The other one that I did was in Paris in Europe, and this looks similar. You have much cooler glass, and the logo with the sunglasses is much cooler.
So cool.
But the vibe, the friendliness amongst the colleagues in the corridor is similar. I get the feeling that, oh, radio stations, that's a nice place to work.
Yeah. I've worked with some big stations in the past, and we're a small community radio station, but our facilities here are much better than a lot of big major market radio stations, believe it or not.
Really?
I mean, the coastline is right here, man. You could literally look out the door and see the Pacific Ocean, you know?
Yeah, I can throw a stone from here to the water.
You literally can, man.
Yes. So it's a mix of being close and me having an extremely strong arm.
Right. Extremely strong arm.
Yeah.
You've been here in SoCal for not too long, man. Again, originally from Sweden. Have you been playing or performing live quite yet here?
Yeah, a few shows. Something called, what was it called? Swedish Affair? Yeah. It was great. I'm looking forward to do it again. It's just, you know, I have to rehearse. I want to do the new songs. I have to have some band members, and I want to not just do once and then go to bed and never do it again. I want to set up a few and collect them and stuff.
Sure. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, man. To recreate the sound off these records, you must need other musicians playing with you, right?
Definitely. We need like Kraftwerk computer geeks to do a lot of the new stuff. Uh-huh. It's more electronic, and that's something I'm working on. I'm sitting home with, on a laptop, making my own music program to do maybe 40% of what, you know, an instrument, an electronic instrument.
Speaking of Kraftwerk, what are some of those core artists for you? Let me ask you this. Like, what's one record that you could never part with? You know, something that you always need the physical copy of, you'll never lend to a friend. What's some of those albums for you, man?
Oh, man.
It's a good question, right?
It's a great question. It's so long.
Right.
Nirvana, Bleach, their Black Album, it's important for me. And then we have a Swedish super small band that was active like in the late 90s called Grand Tone Music. You know, that record in timing with my teenage years saved my life, I think.
That's cool, man.
But that's not really universal that everybody knows.
Nirvana, that's still cool.
Yeah, Nirvana was big for me. I was into the whole thing of being like a skater teenager listening to NoFX and and all that.
Right.
Pixies, Radiohead is exciting. Björk.
Do you find that as you get older and you grow as a musician, your taste almost changes and you find yourself gravitating towards different sort of music that you normally wouldn't listen to when you were a teenager?
Oh, yes. When I listen to NoFX today, I get very sentimental and I feel that I completely understand what I was thinking, but I grew out of it. You know, it's more comical.
Right.
But, I mean, today I many years ago, music to me became just sound. So it's not like pop or rock or anything. So now I can go home and listen to just different sounds. I don't know, 20-minute long segments of weird sounds, and that's music to me. Wow. So I guess it's wanting to see what's next level, and eventually you have to leave the world of pop and normal music.
Sure. I guess be a student of music and audio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I guess it's like if you're a mathematical person, maybe you don't do 5 + 5 after some time. You go into crazy abstract things.
Absolutely, that makes total sense to me, man.
Yeah.
Melpo Mene, live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. We just played a song that's actually in an upcoming movie. I don't think we even talked about that quite yet. Reese Witherspoon is in that thing, right?
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. Yeah. And what is the movie about? And do you know what part of the movie your music's going to be in?
Yeah, it's she plays it's from Africa to America people that have a horrible life due to war, and they come to America to be taken care of. And it's a sweet, feel-good movie, and Reese Witherspoon is the American that has... It's her job to receive them and make them, what's that word, accumulate?
Assimilate?
Assimilate?
Uh-huh.
Okay, maybe that was embarrassing. I have no idea what that means. But to adapt to the new society.
Sure.
Kind of like me, but not as dramatic.
Kind of like you. Yeah, not, no, no.
No, yeah, that's what it's about. And the song is the transition when they're on the flight from war to America. So
amazing.
It has that little African beat in the background, and the hopefulness and the new beginning thing. And I mean, it takes a lot for me to have shivers, but I really liked it.
Right.
It worked on me. I was like, well, this is for real.
That's pretty cool. So that's in an upcoming movie. Again, Melpo Mene, his music is all over the place all of a sudden. How about this? Let's rip into this song, and then I do have a couple more questions before we kind of wrap it up here. This song is called Beauty Girl, and it's a new demo.
Yeah.
You have been, I guess, writing and recording here in SoCal for a little bit now, right?
Yeah, a few months.
And you're building your own home studio?
Man cave.
That's awesome. So again, the song Beauty Girl, totally produced, you know, self-produced, I imagine, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty rough demo, but it's part of its attitude to be rough. And I'm not sure, I mean, anybody would appreciate the final version more than the demo. It's just simple message.
Cool. Well, let's play it right now, and then we'll kind of wrap it up in our Pearl Street studios. New now from Melpo Mene. Beauty Girl is the song. It is brand new. It's pretty much the debut on KX93.5.
Beauty girl, no one tells you the truth, 'cause they want you. Beauty girl, no one tells you the truth, 'cause they want you. Beauty girl, no one tells you the truth, 'cause they want you. Beauty girl, no one tells you the truth, 'cause they want you.
Melpo Mene, a Beauty Girl is the song. Man, your music has been described as, are you ready for this?
Okay.
It has been described as warm analog synths, atmospheric guitars, and unique delicate vocals. And that's exactly what I'm getting out of that song, man.
Yeah, that's three good things.
Those
right?
are great things.
Yeah.
And again, so many great people and reputable sources. They've said some really nice things about your music. Real quick, this hiatus between records and stuff like that, why has something like that happened? Because you even called it a little bit of a break yourself, right?
Yeah, it's... I have to watch myself so I don't get too long and too pretentious, but like... This project, my music, has not ever been driven as a company. You know, it has been, if I am not in the mood, that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it has been truly independent that, yeah, it follows my mood. And yeah. I mean, it's all right. So 4 years for me, it flies by when you have a life full of things. Yeah.
But ideally, if you can make music your full-time job, that's what you would be doing, right?
I've done so many emotional and mental homeworks by now, getting old and wise, that I could definitely focus on music and be more social and active and more, I guess, like a blooming project without missing out on, you know, the internal homework works you need to do sometimes.
Well, man, it's been so nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank
come
you.
By anytime. And
good.
Let us know what's up, like, with the new record and everything.
Yeah,
so,
come back, talk. We
sure.
can go to the beach, have a
absolutely.
Something.
You can make a day of it, you know? absolutely. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Melpo Mene thus far?
I would just, you know, you go to Google, you search for Melpo Mene, you are still skeptic and stuff, you download a few tracks, and then you realize maybe it's long-lasting music that have different layers in it, and it's, you know, it's a lot of music to choose from out there, but I feel like I have a lot to offer.
Absolutely, and again, you know, songwriting is very personal, and we appreciate you sharing your songs with us, man.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, we'll catch up with you soon. If there's anything you missed here, of course, this audio will live forever online. On our podcast page on KX935 or KX935.com, that is, on iTunes, on Spreaker, on SoundCloud, whatever eventually replaces Spreaker and SoundCloud, it'll be out there.
Yes, good.
All right, we'll catch up with you soon, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay, take care, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
KX935 is brought to you in part by Bootleggers Brewery, serving...